This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zenta Astars. Ron Rickey says he used to get angry when he couldn't find stories that he felt conveyed the rugged wilderness and beauty of his home, Michigan's Upper Peninsula. So he decided to change that. An accomplished writer himself, Rickey became an editor and compiled the anthology Here, Women Writers on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Kalamazoo's Bonnie Jo Campbell reads a poem from the anthology. Then she and Rickey talk about their personal connections to the UP.
This poem is by Katie Rosemurgy, and it's called Lake Superior Confesses to the Shore of Keweenaw Bay. No one can make me give up my rowboats. Those tiny kisses break into blue, red, and yellow flowers when I hold them close. The balsam fir and the northern white pine try to be straight and judgmental. They crowd around and whisper. Now and then one of them turns the color of rust. They think they are all the needles ever lost in haystacks. So serious about dirt and air, about being solid in between. I'm a very slow filling bowl, a massive shutter over each grain of sand. I'm wave after wave of proof that you can grow accustomed to futile desires as long as you occasionally get to hear the sound of splitting wood. I crash because I need whatever grit the rocks can spare. I only bother with 7-foot waves because I hope to drag a common loon, a common golden eye, a blue-winged teal, any solid piece of sky down inside me to mark the place where my heart would be. The couple on the beach watches me. My utter lack of hands must break their hearts. They must feel it. Meanwhile, I'm lying. Shipwrecks I've hired in secret caress 100 feet of me at a time. An oar boat has been touching me in the same place for 18 years. Of course I reach out, but not because I've hated myself ever since I misplaced the sun. Not because I want to steal a molecule of daylight, tuck the truly rare pearl inside me, feel it gradually sink through me until it discovers where I end. I wouldn't mind systematically tearing the earth apart, searching through a blue sky for the crucial atom, and then watching a summer day collapse. But I take and take what I can get.
I grew up born and raised in the Upper Peninsula, so I'm pretty passionate about the area. And when I was growing up, I felt like there was no literature, and it would make me somewhat angry. I would ask people, you know, about UP authors, and it seemed like there weren't any when I was little. And that's greatly changed. And so the wonderful thing is to have presses like Wayne State University Press and Michigan State University Press that are recognizing that and allowing us to bring those authors to the forefront. Because I really think like somebody like Katie Rosemurgy is a perfect choice for Bonnie to read, because her writing is in some ways magical. She just makes choices that are blow my mind sometimes. And an interesting thing too is Bonnie Jo Campbell does that too with her writing. I've been kind of studying some of her short stories, and she will make very strange juxtapositions of images, and Katie does that with language. So I kind of see that Bonnie Jo and Katie is married literarily. Some of the choices that they make that they can shock you on the page, and not in a horror movie sellout sort of way, but in a sort of ingenious choice of image or word. It was fun for me to watch. I was reading along as Bonnie Jo was reading.
Bonnie, what about your connection to the UP?
Well, I am from the Lower Peninsula, but I am a troll. But I take any chance I can get to visit the Upper Peninsula. And Ron kindly invited me to visit about 30 venues in the UP in 2012. And I got the opportunity to meet all kinds of UP writers. And it was such a pleasure just to hang out with all the folks who hang out in some of the most beautiful landscape in the world.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Ron Rickey, the editor of, and Bonnie Jo Campbell, a contributor to, the anthology Here, Women Writers on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The book, released by Michigan State University's Press, only includes work by women. I asked Rickey why and how he selected the stories.
Oh, that's funny. Is when they said yes, one of the first things that came out of my mouth is I said to Julie at Michigan State, I said, can I do this as an all-women anthology? And it's kind of ballsy for me to say that because, you know, they're already being kind enough to say, yes, we'll do it. But I wanted to do that. And the reason why was when I'd ask people for Upper Peninsula writers, a lot of times what they would say to me was Jim Harrison and Ernest Hemingway. And the thing I have a problem with is that, for example, when I was trying to get people to nominate, you know, great writings, this person sent me a chapter from a Jim Harrison book, and it was set in Montana. And I was like, well, that's not UP writing. Hemingway and Harrison both, I think, definitely do not at all see themselves as UP authors. And so what I was interested in is the people who really embraced that land. So what I was nervous about me just selecting it on my own. So what I did was I got probably 10 other guest editors for people that I'm bothering to, because I had thousands of pages, and I sent them, I would send them, you know, sometimes 200, 300 pages. And I would say, grade these, you know, give me your feedback. How do you see these? What would you rate them? And then I took it from all the different sort of replies that I got. Did a bit of a numerical system that was a bit OCD, but I wanted to make sure that I was getting a huge variety of people's insight.
So, Bonnie, let's talk about sense of place in good writing.
I think this collection, maybe more than any other collection I've seen, or anthology of the work of a lot of people, seems to really draw the place it's from. I mean, I think we can feel the wildlife, we can feel the lakes, we can feel the wildness of the terrain in a way that really is surprising. And that's, I agree with Ron that there's something magical came out of this. And maybe it's the mixture of poetry and fiction, and the mixture of I'm glad there's a number of Native American writers in here. April Lindala is in here, and it captures, and that some of the work is from the past as well as contemporary work. So it's, something's really happening, and people often ask me about writing about place, and I don't always know what to say because I'm a writer who wants to take place for granted. And I think a lot of the writers in here do that as well. The place they live is so natural to them, and so the landscape is so connected with who they are that, in a way, it's the thing that comes first, and maybe the thing that comes the most naturally, and then the whatever human tones and human imagination gets attached to it, it does so in a very organic way.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Ron Rickey and Bonnie Jo Campbell about a new anthology of stories about Michigan's Upper Peninsula, written by women. Hear all of our conversation at WMUK.org. Several writers featured in the book will read at Book Bug in Kalamazoo on July 17 at 7 p.m. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.